The Tempe Police Department's so-called positive ticketing campaign sparked an uproar on social media last week. The department has since clarified that officers would be distributing drink coupons through consensual contacts, not traffic stops. But the idea continued to draw criticism from folks across the valley and the country. William Terrell is the interim associate dean in the Watts College of Public Service and Community Solutions at ASU and has studied police culture. And he joins us now to talk about how police can effectively interact with their communities in a positive way. So, William, what was your reaction when you saw this?
Well, when I saw the public's reaction to it, you know, the first thought was that it was symptomatic of today's times. It's where we are right now in terms of how the public views the police and how the potential distrust is there, that what seemingly is something that's focused on good behavior get so rapidly turned into how it could go wrong in terms of negativity.
Yeah, and there's a lot of layers to that, which we can get into. But first, I want to talk about sort of the goal behind this. Like, have other departments around the country done this kind of thing? Like, is this positive ticketing idea new?
No, it's not particularly new. Other jurisdictions have experimented with it, usually without the type of reaction that has occurred here in Tempe or within the Valley or nationally. And so, you know, it really gets its roots within a broader community policing movement of trying to get the police to interact with the community in a positive manner as opposed to a negative manner. The idea is that the police should attempt to create some social capital with the community before there's a crisis. And so, you know, I think post-Ferguson in 2014, where we're capturing more and more police use of force cases, particularly that have sparked interest, it has just taken this kind of negativity aspect to it. And community policing hasn't been brought to the forefront that it was prior to that time. Mm-hmm. And agencies that try to come back to it now, it's almost viewed immediately with suspicion. Almost everything that police officers or law enforcement does just has to overcome a higher barrier, it seems, mm-hmm. because of post-Ferguson phenomena.
So post-Ferguson, and so therefore the reaction to this is, I mean, it was across the board. I would say the reaction to this was pretty negative, but I'm guessing much more so among certain groups like African-Americans or people who are of immigrant groups. Like, there's a lot going on around immigration right now in the Valley. What are some of the sort of layers here that maybe the police department in Tempe should have thought about?
Well, I think that you've hit on it, you know, from a racial minority perspective and immigrant perspective. The fear is that, you know, the police are pulling them over for a behavior that's not a legal violation, and that opens the door for them to investigate further, whether that be immigrant status, whether they find something illegal in the car. It just gives the police a more coercive entree into that interaction, and the public at this point doesn't have a lot of tolerance for that, particularly within African-American, Hispanic, Latino, and immigrant communities.
So after the first wave of anger on social media about this, the Tempe Police Department said, you know, we're clarifying this. We aren't actually going to pull people over. This is going to be positive ticketing we'll hand out to pedestrians or cyclists or something like that. Drink coupons. And they said it would be through consensual contacts. What exactly does that phrase mean?
That essentially means, in layman's terms, a voluntary contact. And in other words, that the citizen isn't impeded in any way. They can simply walk away and not interact with the police, as opposed to, you know, a stop that is encountered within reasonable suspicion, where the citizen doesn't have the right. The police could impede them. So that's all really consensual means, is that, you know, it's just a proactive, positive interaction. How you doing? Would be another example of that, which again falls within this community policing framework, that getting the police to interact with the community where there's not a crisis going on. Yeah. Almost everyone agrees that's a good idea, whether it's an academic like me or a law enforcement professional or a politician. The idea is that we should have more interactions where it's not a 911 call, mm-hmm. because at that point something probably has gone wrong. And the more you do that, the more you hopefully, theoretically, the idea is that you create more legitimacy, you create more trust, you create more cooperation between the public and the police when a crime does occur. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to fault Tempe or any other police department for making such an effort. I mean, if I'm sitting in Tempe PD, I'm saying, goodness gracious, you know, I try to do something proactive good within community policing and it backfires on me. It's very unfortunate. That's kind of the symptomatic times that we're in at this point.
But on the other hand, I mean, these are fears that are based in reality, right? Like there have been, whether you want to call them bad apples or a culture within police departments right now that have really led to this fear in real ways, Ferguson being one example. What do you think police can do, should do, are doing in other parts of the country to do this right?
Well, you know, community policing, you often hear the phrase, is community policing more rhetoric or more reality? And historically, almost everyone buys into it from a rhetoric perspective, but it's really hard for police departments to implement. And this is one good example, right? Oftentimes you'll see, you know, what works is, you know, getting officers out on foot patrol, bike patrol, opening up mini stations. You're doing things that, again, create a closer connection with the community, which is good. Now, the difficulty of that from the potential rhetoric side is there's not a lot of concrete evidence from a research-based perspective that leads to less crime. But simply having less crime as the outcome, that's a worthy outcome, obviously a key outcome measure for the police, but so is citizen satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And there's more attention paid to that, in the last 5 to 10 years. And I think that's a good thing. And I think most police departments and community members would agree.
Yeah. All right. That's William Terrell, Interim Associate Dean of the Watts College of Public Service and Community Solutions at Arizona State University. Thank you for coming in, William.
Thank you very much.